boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I stayed the night in my hometown last night of Vinton.
Shout out.
Because I was going to Vinton-Shelsburg today for a career fair. And that means I got to stay with my sister because she still lives in my hometown. And I knew I was going to miss the gym today, but I didn't want to miss a gym day.
Mm-hmm.
So I know my sister like goes to like these boot camps, and I know she goes to like Pilates and like spin classes and stuff. And I'm like, I'll join you. I can do it.
Nice.
So I joined her for a spin class today. I, in fact, cannot do it.
Okay.
It is not the same. I go to the gym, okay, 5 to 6 times a week. It's not the same.
Dude, it's not. Going to the gym by yourself versus a class, very different.
Very different. And anyone who does a spin class.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know. How do you do it? How do you do it? Are you okay? Because I don't think you are.
Did you make it through the whole thing? Like, what? What's going on?
It was 45, 50 minutes, and I did, in fact, do the whole thing.
Good.
But did I half butt it? You're darn tune right,
okay.
I did. Because here's the thing. At first, it was easy, okay? We sat on the bike, and nobody, like, puts their arm on the, like, I don't know.
The handles?
The handle. Nobody was doing it! We're all just chilling here, and we're just pedaling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, all right. And
You're, like, trying to fit in. Like, what's Stacy doing?
What's my sister doing? Okay. So we don't use the handles? Got it. All right, I'll just sit here and pedal. This is easy. And then she's like, pick up the gear, you know? I'm like, okay. But then there's also a certain amount of, like, I don't know, RPMs or something, I don't
yeah.
know, that you have to go. And she's saying, go 60. I'm going 30, and it was already hard.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. You're saying we gotta go 30 more? No. And you want me to go higher in gear? No. So then we're going faster. Again, still not using hands. And I think that's dangerous, okay? And I don't have a helmet on. I'm going to fall off.
Oh, okay. This is a stationary bike, by the way.
I'm still going to fall off, people, okay? And then they're like, okay, and now we're going to stand up. I said, no, we're not.
No.
No, we're not. But I did it anyways. I lasted, I kid you not, 5 seconds. I was like, this hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It was hurting in my knee. It was hurting in my thighs, my butt. My butt hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, okay, pick it up. We're going to pick the gear up more. And also, you should be going 70 now. I can't pick it up in gear, let alone go to 70, ma'am, or
I'm
stand.
At 12.
I am sitting. We can't hit 70, and I'm definitely not going up in gear. I'm still sitting, all right? Don't
uh-huh.
None of you judge me. So you know what? I didn't want them to judge me. So I said, I had knee surgery.
You did not.
I did. I wanted them to know.
All right.
I wanted them to know. And then they were doing all sorts of crazy things. They were going up and down, up and down, up and down. Up, down,
oh, yeah.
up, down. Then they would just stand for 20 minutes. I kid you not, I counted it. It was 20 minutes. They just stood. Then they would hover. And it was like, she told them not to move their body. You need to hover and don't let your upper
no.
body move. I'm like, I can't even walk without letting my upper body move. What are you talking about? And then here's what I cannot understand is that the instructor and the people in the class are having conversations during the whole thing. They're like, yeah, what are you guys having for dinner tonight? I'm like, what? I'm huffing and puffing.
I can't breathe.
Don't ask me what I'm having for dinner tonight. I don't know if I can breathe right now. I think I gotta throw up. And you know what I said to the instructor?
Hmm.
And I think you might think I'm kidding. I'm not. I said, if I excuse myself, I'm gonna say I'm sick, but I'm in fact not. It's just I can't handle this.
I'm giving up. So would you go back?
No.
Okay. Well, you did it, I guess.
I don't. It's really because I'm a wuss. It has nothing to do with the instructor or the other people. It's because I can't handle it. Y'all are a different kind of creature. I can't do it.
I don't blame you.
Sick. In a good way.
Sick, but in the best way.
I don't know how you do it. I will never be that. Ever.
I don't think I would either. I'm not even going to show up to one.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love when people talk about their interviewing secrets on TikTok because, you know, we always overthink like how we're answering the questions, but sometimes people who do interviews have secret tests.
I do too.
Like I saw in the past, there are some people who will like hand the interviewee a mug and see what they do with it at the end of the interview. Do they leave it? Or do they offer to put it away?
I don't have anything like that.
Okay, well, there's another one that's going viral.
Should I be doing something like that?
Well, this might inspire you. Because apparently it says a lot about a person's character. These, like, unknown tests, okay. I guess. So the one that currently is going viral that people are like, oh my God, I've never thought about this. There's one specific guy, I guess, who does a lot of lunch interviews where he takes interviewees out to eat.
Can I interview there? Sounds I want a
nice,
free lunch.
Right? But he apparently, now this might be a little dramatic, but he would base his entire decision on one thing, salt and pepper. Okay?
Okay.
Well, let me explain. If you didn't try your food first and just put on salt and pepper on your food,
oh my God,
he would pass on you. If you did try your food and then you would add salt and pepper, then that was bonus points for you. Because apparently it means, like, that can say a lot about how your decision-making works. If you put salt and pepper on without checking if you need it, then maybe you jump into things without thinking them through. Or you take up tasks out of habit without checking if they're necessary. But if you taste it first, then you're like, I don't know, decision-making is apparently better. You're rolling your eyes.
Oh, well, because is this guy neighbor man?
Really?
Yes. What you don't know is that our very first date that we ever went on was at a pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
Need pizza. And he ordered the pizzas. I just said, order whatever you want.
Yeah.
And he just ordered two pizzas. He picked the toppings and all that fun jazz. But immediately when we put the pizzas on our plates, I put Parmesan cheese on it. Mm-hmm. Without even thinking, because I love Parmesan cheese on my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what are you doing? I was like, well, I love Parmesan cheese. He's like, don't you need to try the pizza first before you put Parmesan cheese on? And that has actually stuck with me ever since.
Okay.
Because I was like, you know what? You're right. Maybe I should try the pizza before I put Parmesan cheese on. So, you know, that it's been stuck with me ever since.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if he ever interviews people if
he
would
know.
Do this.
It's not salt and pepper, but it's Parmesan cheese. He judged me for. Surprisingly, I got a second date. Because if he was interviewing me for a second,
he wouldn't have passed.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Christmas boot camp is still happening.
I think you got a long road ahead of you.
Oh, I do. Taylor thought Christmas boot camp was just like a day or maybe 5 days. No. Christmas boot camp started Saturday and it don't end until, well, honestly, February.
When you take the tree down?
You know I'm keeping it up till February.
I know.
Christmas boot camp, if you missed it, I'm starting this thing where I have four animals at home. Two of them I know have never been around a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
So one's a cat and one's a dog, and I don't know how they're going to react. I think the cat's going to go up the tree, and the dog, I think, is going to eat all the wires.
Correct.
Here's the Christmas boot camp update. Both of them have happened. The fat cat, and I love him to death, Mochi, but he's fat.
Poor
has,
guy.
has gone up the tree a couple times now. So many times that there is a giant space in my tree.
Okay, welcome to Christmas time with a cat.
There's a top half of the tree.
Yep.
And there's a space. And then there's the bottom half of the tree where the tree branches are like, poom.
Yep.
And they look like maybe they haven't been watered in 16 years or something. It's mm-hmm. what they look like. Let me explain. I came home to this, by the way. Christmas boot camp was going well until I was not home last night because I stayed in Vinton. And I let neighbor man take over Christmas boot camp. That's where I went wrong.
Yep.
The Christmas tree has fallen over because the fat cat
knew it.
It's so fat. Love him to death. But he's too fat for a Christmas tree. And then I just felt like something else was weird. So I had texted neighbor man and he goes, by the way, do not plug in the Christmas tree. I go, why is that? He goes, dog ate the wires.
Oh, no.
Were you not watching him?
One night away.
Hello, isn't that your job? Oh my God. If we ever have kids, this man cannot baby. I know he's supposed to be the dad, right? But you can't babysit it.
This is, I mean, it's escalated really quickly. I feel like when we left last week, you're like, yeah, they don't really care about it.
It's going great. No, he ain't failed us at Christmas boot camp.
So what do you do now? You can't plug in your tree anymore because the dog chewed the wires?
Yeah, no, he said we got to go buy new wires. Oh, we do? Oh, no, honey.
Oh, no.
You failed Christmas boot camp. You will be buying.
I don't think he knew he signed up for Christmas boot camp.
Yeah, was I dramatic? I texted him and I said, Christmas is ruined with crying faces because, in fact, it is ruined until he buys us new Christmas lights and he fixes the tree branches. Christmas is ruined.
I'm looking at the calendar. It's November 6th.
Well, Christmas is ruined.
Are you guys still going to be together on Christmas?
I don't know, Taylor.
Mom and Dad are breaking up. I feel like I discovered I have a little bit of a problem last night. I was like trying to keep myself busy. Obviously, there was a lot going on TV with the election and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, I got to know what's going on, but it's just so much information to take in.
It's very overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. So I was like, I need to have an activity to do tonight.
To distract yourself.
To distract myself, to keep myself busy. So I pulled out the old iPad.
Nice.
27-year-old iPad kid is what I am. I have a coloring app.
Okay.
Am I making myself sound stupid?
No.
I have a coloring app that's kind of like color by number that I really like to do.
Okay, I'm jealous.
Dude, it's so much fun. I like to do it anyways if I'm watching a show that I like don't really need to pay attention to. But last night, I accidentally got on a bit of a roll, okay? I realized after my boyfriend pointed it out, because I like to show him my pictures when they're done. Uh-huh. I need somebody to tell me that I did a good job. And he eventually was like, you just showed me 10 photos that you've colored in the last 5 minutes. Are you good? And I realized I am furiously coloring by number over here. I can't help it, though, because it's keeping me busy. And now I know, I feel like if I'm ever feeling overwhelmed, I got to make sure I have my iPad with me. It's my new anxious activity.
No, that's a good thing to know.
And I could produce like 50 photos in a night, probably.
I've noticed that when I get anxious, which is mostly, and we've talked about it before on the air, is during severe weather, which is absolutely funny because what do I have to do while I'm on the radio? I have to talk about the severe weather, right? Mm-hmm. We have to report about it. We got to tell you to get to safety, to get to your shelter, and we have to tell you where is severe weather. Mm-hmm. What you sometimes will hear is that I don't talk about it. Usually, right. You'll hear Taylor do most of the talking.
All of the talking.
Actually, Taylor does all the talking. She'll tell you what counties and what severe weather of some sort, because it's a lot for me. It's very hard. I'm not going to lie. I get very anxious and very overwhelmed very quickly. While you're doing all that, you're doing amazing work over there. Thank God I have you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever noticed me on the other side. I will pick at my fingernails. I eat them. That is the only time I'll admit it. That is the only time I eat my fingernails. It is to the point that I eat them raw. Like when severe weather happens, I don't like severe weather. I will get to the very bottom of my fingernail. Why are you looking at me?
I've never noticed that you're over there snacking on your nails.
Well, you should look because I'll leave prints everywhere. I'm surprised Eric hasn't complained because I'll leave fingernails everywhere.
Ew!
Well, I'm not going to eat them. I chew on them and
then
I
you spit them out.
Yeah!
I'm buying you a pair of severe weather gloves.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Now, you know me. I've never been a narc.
Okay, but I am.
I know you are. So I'm about to be a rat. Tis the season for the sun to go down earlier and for the employees to leave earlier.
Who left?
Don't you ever notice? I'm not putting everybody on blast now.
Go ahead,
now.
Say it. Who did it? Who done did it?
It's like as soon as the sun goes down, everybody's like, oh, it's bedtime.
I'm leaving
a little bit early.
I'll write emails.
You'll write emails?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking down names? Oh, boy.
You ain't doing your 40 hours, I'll report you.
Oh.
If I gotta do my 40, you gotta do yours.
Dude, you're like the adult version of the hall monitor.
I take that as a compliment.
You need a badge.
That would be great. Can you make me one?
I will.
What, isn't it not fair? I got to do my 40. You should have to do yours.
Oh, gee whiz. I get it, though. As soon as it's dark outside, I'm like, time to go. It's bedtime.
Yeah, but we can't do that.
Well, I know we can't do that.
Unless we make Zardy do voices. What if we taught her how to...
I bet she knows.
What if we taught her to talk like you
mm-hmm.
and to talk like me, which wouldn't be that hard.
It would not be that hard.
There's not much intelligence back over here.
Oh, God. You said it. Not me.
You agreed with it, though.
No comment.
Zardy! I don't know why I did it, but I did it. I went back to school today.
What? Were you serving detention 10 years late?
You know what? Shockingly, no. But I did skip detention in school.
Of course you did.
And then my advisor, Mr. Lorenzo, turned me in. Yes, I'm shouting you out for that.
She never forgets anything. God.
I
bitter.
Don't. I don't. moving on. I'm still bitter. It's 10 years later. But I went back to school. I got to do a career fair event in Shelbyville. It was an honor. It was really great. Got to talk to the youth about how bitter I was.
Right? You could be a winner like me.
Do you still want to be bitter 10 years?
Yep.
Be just like me, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, moving on.
You were very professional, I'm sure. Talking about radio.
I don't
and stuff.
Know why they let me represent the station.
Well, you know.
That was a horrible idea. Anyways, I talked to the youth about radio, and it was really cool to be at the career fair at Vinschelsburg High School, which is where I went. I graduated in 2014, and I was really shocked that a lot of teachers recognized me.
Okay, that's cool.
And I actually had the guts. I was like, how do you guys recognize me? And they were like, you look the same. For the most part, other than your hair color has changed.
Yeah.
You look the same. Your smile's the same. Your laugh's the same.
Yeah, well.
And your voice is very distinctive. I don't know if that was a diss or not.
Okay. She's unforgettable.
Still holds a grudge 10 years later still. But I also had the guts to ask him, hey, now that I've graduated, it's been 10 years. Do I call you Mr. or Miss? And your last name, or do I call you by your first name?
Because this is awkward. We are in our late 20s, and anytime I run into a teacher, I'm like, oh my God, what do I do?
Well, it feels weird calling you like Heather, Tyler, Kelly, Eric, and yes, I'm shouting some out.
Oh, nice.
But it's awkward. I want to call you by your last name, like Mrs. Smith or something. I don't want to call you by your first name, but here's what they told me. Every single one told me, you call me by my first name. The day you graduate, you start calling me by my first name.
No way.
Yes. And I was like, I don't want to, though. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't want to. I can't.
It feels like, and I know it's probably so stupid, but it feels like a respect thing.
It does.
Because, you know, in school, you would get in trouble if you dropped the first name. They'd be like, hey.
Uh-huh.
My name is Mrs. Smith.
Right.
But now, and everybody, as you graduate, you get more wise and you are more thankful mm-hmm. for your teachers.
100%.
That you're like, I want to respect you. You were my teacher. You're Mrs. Smith. And I can't change that.
And being a teacher is hard. So I got to respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I just can't take it away. I also saw you for how many years? Some of those teachers I had for like all 4 years.
Yeah.
I can't take away that Mr. or Miss. It's just too hard for me. But they were like, no, call me by my first name. And I was like, I can't. Is it now disrespectful like, if I don't call you by your first
right.
name? I can't do this.
Did you tell them that it was weird?
I told them it was weird and I can't do this. I'm sorry. I kept calling them by their last name. I'm sorry. I can't do this. This is too hard for me. You have to understand. I grew up with you as Mrs. Smith.
Did you cry?
No, but
you should have.
Except for the one teacher who I still have a grudge over. I will call you by your first name. I'm just kidding.
It all goes back to the detention.
What you should probably know is that one of my biggest fears in life is disappointing people.
What? That's a true thing. I don't know. It's not funny, but...
I'm terrified of disappointing my parents. I'm terrified of disappointing my bosses. Terrified of disappointing you, Taylor. Like that is one of my biggest fears in life, is mm-hmm. disappointing people. And if you think I'm joking, I'm not.
She's not.
My biggest fear is that I'm a disappointment to the town of Vinton.
God, this is sad.
or to my high school or even my college, Kirkwood Community College, but really my high school. Like, am I a disgrace to Vit and Shelsburg? I talk about you a couple times in the show.
Yeah.
I've shouted you out. But here's the thing. I've never heard anything. When I've shout out Vit and Shelsburg or Kirkwood, I've never heard anything back.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard someone say on the text line or someone call in, hey, thanks so much for shouting us out. Like, and that's fine. I don't need to hear that. But I've always just kind of assumed when I shout out Vit and Shelsburg or something that they're like, could you actually just shut up?
Stop.
Please. You're a disgrace. And not that I need the comment or something. I just always kind of assumed maybe I was a disgrace.
Okay.
So today at the career fair in Vit and Shelsburg, you know, the teachers, some of my old teachers, they were like, oh my God, I just absolutely love listening to your show. And it's so cool to see where you're at in life. And I was like, but really? Uh-huh. No, seriously? Because I really this whole time thought I was a disgrace to Vinton and to Vinton Shelsburg. And they're like, what? Seriously? You're not a disgrace. And I was like, oh, well, this whole time, I'm being dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was a disgrace to Vinton Shelsburg. And I was like, here's the thing. Here's why I thought I was also a disgrace. Y'all have never asked me to come back.
Oh, ooh, tea.
I'm like, you've never asked me to come back to give a speech, to give an award of some sort. And I have talked about that on the radio. Have I not?
Yes.
I have said.
Don't get mad at me. I just felt you got mad at me.
It's your fault.
Okay.
I talked about how I want to go back. I want to somehow, you know, give to the, I'd love to get back to my old schools. And in any sort of way, I'll get back to Kirkwood in any sort of way. I'll get back to Vinton. And in any sort of way, somehow I'd love to.
Yeah.
Right? They just have never asked. And I'm too afraid to speak forward, right? And they're like, oh my God, why don't you come back and give an award of some sort? We'll figure it out. And I said, even better, can I give the graduation speech?
Oh my God.
You got graduation in May? I'll be the class speaker. I'm sure you'll have, you know, an actual 2025 class speaker, but can I come in as a guest?
As a guest. Because some schools do that. I think it's a bigger thing in, like, college maybe,
yeah.
But I'm sure some high schools have, you know, local celebrities
or
important people come in.
Who can give wise words to the youth, and I'm that person. And so what I kind of got from the vibe from the teachers is that there's usually, from what I've understood, a teacher must have to kind of run it.
Mm-hmm.
So one teacher said, when I'm in charge next, I'll pick you. And I said, you bet. And guess what? On my ride back to Cedar Rapids, I was already working on my speech. It's a great one. I've been working on it.
Do you have like a teaser?
Well, why would I spoil it? No, I did have a good
please.
One.
That means I have written nothing down.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Getting brutally honest feedback from your partner can be a touchy subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you about this woman who has gone viral for her cooking and what happened with her man. So, she posted on Reddit basically explaining that her and her boyfriend live together and she always cooks the meals because she really likes to, and apparently her boyfriend can't even boil water without burning it.
That would be me.
I had a feeling you would relate. And then she said all was well and normal until one night that they were having one of their favorite meals and her boyfriend got this like really weird smirk on her face, and he told her that he had been making a presentation and taking notes on her cooking. Mm-hmm. She thought it was a joke, and then he seriously got up, he grabbed his laptop, sat it down, and started giving a PowerPoint presentation, giving his feedback on her meals. To give you some examples, slide one was too much garlic. Slide two was pasta consistency. And slide three was more salt, less sass. Mm-hmm. She was like kind of shook and threw it back in his face and was like, okay, then you can cook for yourself then. I'm good. I don't need this. I'm putting in all this work. And then he's like backtracking, like, oh, it's just a joke. I'm just kidding. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. He suffered a couple days of making his own meals. And then he comes back with another PowerPoint presentation, which is titled How to Take a Joke, A Comprehensive Guide. Yeah. And she's like, I seriously think that he was going to, like, he thought we could just laugh this off, but my feelings were hurt. I don't know where this is coming from. So to communicate back to him how she felt, she made her own PowerPoint presentation called Why It's Time to Move On, A Farewell Guide, with a slide called Top 10 Reasons You're Moving Out Today.
Good for her.
And another one, Resources for Finding Your Own Apartment.
Good for her.
So they broke up, and now she's happy on her own, making her own meals, and who knows what he's up to.
I was going to say, after the second one, honestly, even before the second one, after the first and the second one, it was nice knowing you.
Enjoy your Easy Mac.
I don't think he can handle it.
Well, I guess you're right.
As someone who can't cook, I would never critique anyone.
not all at once. You can say, hey, that was really good, but maybe like next
less
time.
Salt.
A little less salt. But to have all of your complaints compiled into one PowerPoint presentation, jail.
With one meal a day, we can get in front of this man.
I'm just like,
with
what?
One PowerPoint, you can get rid of your
Yeah, take notes. It just one takes one.
They, you know what? I've learned a lesson. I will break up with a boy over
a PowerPoint presentation.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I think I might have witnessed what I would say is the coolest job shadow ever on my way to work today.
I'm excited.
I was driving to work, and it looked like it was a high school student. If not, your retinal routine is amazing.
It's congrats. Doing overtime.
Dude, jealous. But this person looked like a job shadow of a mailman.
Okay.
And I'm like, that has to be the coolest job shadow ever, because you're probably getting all the tea.
The more that I think about it, yeah, you think a mailman or a mail woman or a mail person just puts your mail in the mailbox and moves on to the next.
No.
I want to know what's going on in the vehicle.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that.
Do you have to take a driving test to drive on the opposite side of the vehicle?
I bet.
I would. I would need that.
You would need me to.
What other tea do you know as a mail person?
Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, are there laws? Are there rules you got to follow 100%. As a male person? Like, I've got so many questions. This would be such a cool job to job shadow.
That, and I will say any sort of delivery driver would be so cool.
It would be 100%. I think that's a really great one. So then it made me think, okay, I know I remember I got to do a job shadow in high school, but I don't remember the job. Oopsies.
Really, really resonated with you.
It really did. I clearly didn't go in that career. But I was like, okay, if I could right now, or maybe in the past, go to any job and just for one day or just a couple of hours, job shadow that person.
Yeah.
Just to learn a little bit more about what they do. I've got a list.
Okay.
I'm starting with HR.
Ooh.
When I went back to my class reunion, there was somebody from my class reunion who said she works in HR now. And I said, oh my God, I'm jealous. She was like, why? I'm more jealous of what you do. No, seriously, though. I think being in HR would be one of the coolest things. I call me crazy. I think paperwork sounds like fun.
Okay,
stop. I think it'd be so much fun putting in data work, like data stuff like that would be so much fun. I don't know why. Maybe I'm sure there's a lot more to HR that I don't know because I'm a dummy, right? But I just feel like HR would be, there's probably a lot of things you got to follow. And I'm a rule person.
You actually probably were meant to be in HR.
I'm totally meant to be in HR. So that's one. I don't think I'm meant to do this as a real job because I'm terrified of flying, but I would like to job shadow a pilot one day. I'm terrified of flying. There's too many buttons and McJiggers and thingies, but I would like to watch you. I'd like to hear what you need to know. You know, are there rules? Are there things you've got to look out for when you're up in the sky that I don't know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm going to add on to that and do flight attendant.
Oh, yes.
That would be cool because they have the whole spiel that they have to know about the seatbelts and the lights and stuff. I would love to know all the details about
that. Well, and I know they don't like when people order Diet Coke. You didn't know
that?
Says
who?
Oh, they don't like when people order Diet Coke.
Oh.
Because it's like the fizziest drink to order.
Oh.
And it just won't stop fizzing. So I'm telling you.
Okay.
A dispatcher. Because they have so many things they got to, like, you got to be fast. You know, when a call comes in, you got to be looking. Mm-hmm. You got to find these people. Mm-hmm. Where are they at? You got to call the ambulance. You got to call the cops. You got to call the fire department. Like, I don't even understand because I'm a dummy, right? I would just like to watch you one day.
That would be so interesting.
What you have to do as a dispatcher.
So I don't think
I could do it. Mad respect for you. But I think it'd be so cool just to watch. And they got to have like 16,000 screens in front of them.
I cannot even imagine. And they're talking and they're responding and they're asking questions and they're also typing and my brain does not move that fast.
Oh, have you ever called 911 too? Because they're on the phone with you, but they're also calling the cops. Uh-huh. They're like, oh, hold on, ma'am. I'm calling the dispatch. I don't know.
The two times I've had to call 911 in my life, they're doing all the work and I can't even remember my current location.
See, again, they're just brilliant. I think it'd be fun. And my last one that I would like to do, again, not qualified as a real job, but I would like to job shadow a surgeon of some sort.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't want to know.
No, I think it'd be fun. I can handle blood. I can do all that fun jazz, but I should not touch anyone's brains or their body parts in any sort of way. Because who knows what would happen. But I would be. It'd be cool to learn and watch.
I don't think I'd want you in the room. Respectfully.
You're stuck at your job, and if you could just leave it for one day and do a job shadow anywhere, just to be nosy, just to see what another person gets to do in their day of their life at their job, where would you go? What would your job shadow be?
Dude, I have so many things racing through my head because I'm nosy, and I see somebody doing their job, and I'm like, what's that really like? What
that
are you doing behind
cool.
the scenes?
Yeah.
How do you spend 8 hours a day doing that? I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have many ideas for you.
Oh.
Number one, and I feel like I've maybe said this before, a meteorologist.
That I was considering that on my list.
I want to know so many things. How do you know a storm's coming? I also want to know how the screen works.
That's what my top thing is. How do you, that screen ain't easy.
No. At all. How do you know where to point?
That's what
they never
I
look
know.
At it.
Mm-hmm.
They just know where to point and things appear where they're pointing.
And how does that clicker work?
Clicker?
The clicker that gets them to the next screen?
Oh, I have so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to shadow a meteorologist for a day. Another job I'd love to shadow is a secret shopper.
Okay.
There's so many questions.
That's a good one.
The people who like pretend.
What do you wear?
Yeah. Pretend to be just a normal shopper, but really you're just spying on other people to see if they're stealing.
Uh-huh.
I want to know so much. My mom worked at a retail store once and she always knew when the secret shoppers were coming around. And I would ask her questions like, how do you know it's them? How do they know who to follow? Do they do that for 8 hours a day, just to hang out in the same store? And she never could answer them because she didn't know them that well.
Oh, wow.
It would be a little suspicious if I shadowed the secret shopper, but I want to know what that job's really like.
I have questions.
I think this is going to shock you that I'm interested in this, but I would be so interested to shadow an intimacy coordinator for movies. These are the people
Taylor.
Who choreographed the spicy scenes.
No, I know.
I,
you know what?
How do you do that?
That might be my dream job, and I did not
know. I'm just saying, like, literally, if the two actors are kissing, are you seriously right there being like, no, move that hand. Move that hand down
that
a little bit.
That didn't look like you loved each other enough.
I think that's so crazy.
That's I didn't even know that was a job until just now.
It is.
Someone has to do that.
Everybody talks about it these days with movies, about intimacy coordinators, making sure everybody's comfortable, everything's choreographed. Do you choreograph it in your head beforehand? And you're like, I imagine.
You have thought about this, clearly.
Taylor, you've really thought about this. Well, I would be really bad at it.
Have you applied?
No, because I would be like, stop touching each other. Ew, I hate PDA.
Time for Let's Get Quizzical
with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
All right. We asked you to cast your vote, just like you already did today. Well, I hope. In the election.
Still time if you haven't.
Yeah, you still got time. You got to pick between doing a trivia question that has nothing to do with presidents at all, which you got to say.
No.
Or you got to pick a president trivia question, which then you got to say president.
Yes.
And the votes are in, and the winner is
no, God, no, God, please, no, 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 no.
Heard.
So the winner is no. With that being said, we are not doing a president trivia question. Actually, I'm gonna be honest with you. We will still do it.
Okay.
We will do. I've got like 10, about 10-ish fun trivia questions about presidents. None that are running for office right now. It's all past ones.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they are so worth sticking around. I will get to them in like 30 minutes. Can you come back?
Yes.
Can you stick around with me?
Definitely.
They are worth listening for. We'll get to that after this trivia question. That has nothing to do with presidents, but the fun ones will come later. Let's get to a trivia question that has nothing to do with presidents.
Harry Potter? I mean, you gave it away 40 seconds ago.
It has to do with Harry Potter, which is the complete opposite of presidents.
You could say that, yeah.
You're right. Throughout Harry Potter novels, Harry is mentioned 18,956 times. No, I did not.
I'm like, you did not read those 12 books.
No,
over
I
there.
Didn't. Harry's mentioned 18,956 times. Which character is the second most mentioned, coming in at a total of 6,464?
Nice. Okay. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Throughout Harry Potter novels, Harry is mentioned, this is a lot, 18,956 times. Which character is the second most mentioned, coming in at a total of, way less, 6,464 times?
Text in your guess. Or you know what? I'm also going to say, if you enjoyed texting in, no, I did too. And if you want to keep doing that to let your aggressions out, I'll allow it.
If you're just angry, no, just do it.
Let it out. But also, you can text in your guess for the trivia question at 319-200-1029.
I swear to God, Taylor, if we get no actual guesses and it's all no, I am going to be angry at you.
I don't take it back.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Love that the people spoke and the people wanted to hear a trivia question that had nothing to do with presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Majority vote.
Fair enough. There's enough going on today. Do your thing. We're going to distract you with something completely different.
And that is Harry Potter.
Okay.
Throughout Harry Potter novels, Harry is mentioned 18,956 times. That's what I was doing majority of my day.
No, you weren't. Whatever.
But if the boss has asked us what I was doing, which character is the second most mentioned, coming in at a total 6,464.
We're off to a good start. You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. Still inviting you to text. No!
Come on.
Because I think it's fun. Just because, you know, today's an overwhelming day.
It is.
But so far on the text line, Kyle guessed Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know.
Doesn't he?
Don't.
Spoiler.
Don't nope. Spoil because okay. I told you I wanted to watch the series. I've never actually seen it. Call me crazy. But I did watch one movie last weekend.
And how many times was he mentioned in the... I mean, we're talking novels. We're not talking movies. There's a difference.
Well, I definitely have not read them.
Was he mentioned at all in the first movie?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
I do know that. But I think I have like 12 more movies.
Yeah, you do. No, you do. 2785 said Voldemort.
Now, wow, aren't you not supposed to say that? I believe I learned. It's he who shall not be named.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That should be on here. How many times is that mentioned?
Probably more than his actual name. I'm saying. And 5594 said, no.
No, you got to read it how they wrote it. Come on.
That's how I read it.
No, they wrote, no, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah, that's no.
We read
Let
it,
out, okay?
We read it differently.
This is a safe space.
Throughout Harry Potter novels, Harry is mentioned 18,956 times. You can go ahead and count it and correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
That's your project this weekend. Which character is the second most mentioned, coming in at a total of 6,464?
Yikes.
I did so much counting today, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, numbers are hard now.
It's difficult. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I'm telling you. The boss asked. I was counting all the names. I was. That way, if they ask, I was working. But really, I was not. I was on my phone the whole time.
But you were just like counting on your fingers for no reason then?
Girl, you know I can't count past 8.
Right.
Question tonight. Throughout Harry Potter novels, Harry is mentioned 18,956 times. Which character is the second most mentioned, coming in at a total of 6,464?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
That would be Sir Ron Weasley.
Wow.
Do you know who that is now?
I do. Yes.
As someone who's watching Harry Potter?
Well, I watched one movie. Oh. I'm working on the rest.
Yeah.
They're long, and there's a lot of them, so you got to give me some time.
So any of the names that you've seen on the text line, where is that throwing you off? Do you know, like, you know Dumbledore, you mm-hmm. knew Voldemort, mm-hmm. you knew Ron Weasley, Hermione, you know who that is?
I do.
Good. Have you gotten to the girl in the bathroom? I can't remember her name. Oh, no. You haven't gotten to her yet.
Is that Moaning Myrtle?
That might be her name. I just know she is annoying.
I don't know.
Respectfully.
I kind of lied to you because I did watch the first movie, but I did fall asleep towards
Taylor,
the end of it. So
Taylor.
I don't know if she's in the first one.
Are you going to go back and watch it?
Yeah, I got to give it another try. They're so long.
Taylor.
I don't know. I'm already getting to this, like, what, 25 years late?
Yeah, you're late and you're sleeping on it.
I need more time, please.
Earlier, we let you cast the vote for the trivia question. You got to pick between doing a trivia question that had to do with presidents, now that we're running currently in this election, mm-hmm. or you could pick a trivia question that had nothing to do with presidents at all. I'm not going to lie. It was a very, very tight race. People picked a trivia question that had nothing to do with presidents, but
they said no.
They said no. But 4019 was one of those people that asked for a president trivia question. So I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to hit you with, I had a lot of trivia questions that had president theme.
Yeah.
But I've just kind of turned them into like some type of question, less of trivia, but more just like a fun fact for you, I should say.
I love fun facts.
Because I want to make the people happy.
Sure.
So here's some fun facts for you. This president was apparently addicted to cucumbers.
Okay, mood.
Right? Been there, done that. When he was in college, his family wrote him a letter begging him to lay off the cucumbers. And that was Benjamin Harris. Harrison, my bad.
I wonder, you know what? That reminds me of the guy on TikTok who has gone viral for all of his cucumber recipes.
Who's that?
Oh, you haven't seen him? Never mind.
Is he related to Benjamin Harrison?
That's what I'm wondering. Wonder what the lineage is there.
This president was the first to serve French fries in the White House. That is Thomas Jefferson.
Period.
I, you know, if it wasn't you, it would have been me.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to run, so don't worry. This was the first president.
Didn't know that was an option for you.
Taylor's like, thank God.
Just to make it clear.
She's like, thank God she never will. This was the first president to be born in a hospital. That is Jimmy Carter.
First person or first president?
First president. Not first person.
I don't know.
She's like, how long hospital's been around? No, first
That's
person.
A serious question.
You know what? That's not something they
Who invented the hospital? And then who invented the delivery room?
I don't know.
I have questions.
But Jimmy Carter was the first president to be born in a hospital. Congratulations.
Cool, dude.
It's too late now, but congrats. This president was a lifeguard in high school, and he saved 77 people from drowning. Ronald Reagan.
Where did he work? Because there was a lot of emergencies. Yeah, yeah. Is everybody okay?
Did people not get swimming lessons? Probably not.
I'm
back
saying.
Then. When did we get swimming lessons?
You're giving me so many things to Google tonight. Thank
I
you
know.
So much.
You're welcome. This president's wife, this is sad, died. I'm sorry. I have to end on a sad note. I'm sorry. This president's wife died before he became president. So their daughter was the first lady, Thomas Jefferson.
Wow.
That would be, not gonna lie, kind of cool.
I guess, yeah.
I would be cool to be first lady. I don't want to be president, but first lady would be kind of an honor. No, you'd. You know? She's like, I'm good. I don't want to be first lady. You know?
I'm good.
We were talking about jobs that we would love to job shadow earlier. Like the ones that we just don't think we're qualified for. Mm. But for one day, we would just love to be nosy. Learn a lot about what you do and get more knowledge about it.
Yeah, why do you do the stuff you do? And I know we rattled through a couple, but I have one more, and that is I'd love to shadow a train conductor.
Mm.
I have so many questions. Mm-hmm. You clearly don't have to steer, right? Because you're on rails. What do?
You have to steer?
Is there a gas pedal? That's a stupid question. I know.
Is there a gas pedal?
Also, why?
Is there a brake? There has to be a brake.
There's got to be a brake. But is it like a normal brake? Why?
Is it a pedal or a stick? It's got to be a stick.
It's got to be a stick. And then why at a railroad crossing do you stop? That's fine. But then you stop and you pull forward a little bit. And then everybody's like, okay, finally, we're going to be able to get through. And then you stop. And then you start backing up. And then you pull forward a little bit more. And then you back it up again. And that goes on for like 10 minutes. What are you doing that for? Not judging. I'm sure it's important. But why?
Yeah, we got questions. Why? I'm sure there's a reason. But why?
Why do you do that? Can you take a nap?
Or are you just doing it because you want to mess with us? Because if you are, Taylor, that's your dream job.
To ruin people's day.
Yeah, that's your dream job.
I'm applying.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.